Call the March 17th Common Council meeting in order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Alderman Mayer is here by telephone.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Alderman Wilhelm is also present by telephone.
Alderman Taylor.
I'm here.
Alderman Barber.
Is here by telephone.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda, citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any matter, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and tell us what you want to tell us. Mr. Lucky.
Yep. Have somebody up here.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm here to speak about item G9, the Barn Museum project. We have a proposal in front of you to finally, totally complete the Barn Museum project. There was three outstanding items. One was the painting of the barn. Another was getting in the electric and the lighting. And there's an ADA requirement for a cement slab for the exit door. And the estimates in front of you, as you could see, comes totally under $20,000. And that's it. The project is done if you were to accept it tonight. And if you would, I would greatly thank you on behalf of the Franklin Historical Society. We'll carry it on from there. And it's going to add great value to our society and the city of Franklin. There is a couple MOUs that have to be done, one involving ownership of the buildings, and there's another one as far as handling the maintenance in the future, but that's something we could work on in the future. But if you would, I just have to tell you, there was up to $40,000 put in for this, and it was never my intent, it goes back to 2018, to use any more than those city funds than absolutely necessary. So I believe we've come with a proposal that's only half of what was actually originally approved. And so that's what I have to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. And when we get to G7, we'll thank you too.
Okay.
Anyone else? Okay. No one else rise. I will close the citizens' comment period. Move on to approval of the regular Common Council minutes of the March 3rd meeting. Any additions or corrections? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
I'm sorry. Let's finish it. We'll do roll calls since we have people on the phone. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Yes.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye. This isn't a roll call. This is a
Alderman
vote.
This is on the minutes.
Barber.
Yeah, right.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no abs.
Clear that was we rated roll call. That's for each item we have to vote like this because people are not
just
here.
Just because they're on the
right, phone. Right.
That's
right.
Correct.
Okay.
That's the only reason. Cool. So let's back up to mayoral announcements of pandemic policy number one in your packets. There is a policy that we found necessary based on the events of the last month that continue. Policy lays out some of the items that we've encountered. And I anticipate that this is the first of what may be a couple. Are there any questions from the council relative to the policy? There will be things coming to you through committee as well, and it is what it is. Any questions? Mr. City Attorney?
No.
Oh, he's just waiting. Alderman Dandrea.
I know that this was dated the 11th, but everybody's following the federal guidelines and the FFCRA guidelines that are being laid out by the federal government. So just so long we're not setting some unusual precedents, that we're following guidelines, and if it's going to be an unusual precedence, that it's unique to the city of Franklin, that we have some common knowledge that we're going outside the boundaries or strengthening something.
Right. There may be some issues with FMLA and that kind of thing. We will adapt that as we go. This one, you know, we had to do this quick as we encountered things coming into this. This came out of a senior staff meeting where we frankly had to figure it out as we go, because our EOP policy doesn't really cover a pandemic. And so here it is. So, okay. Any other questions? Anything from the folks on the phone?
Nope.
Thank you. Okay. All right. We'll move on to item E1 then, a resolution declaring a public health emergency. There is a new one. Folks on the phone, you received a new one via email. There is a new resolution at your desk. The major issue here is we need to pay bills if things happen. Is there a second?
Second.
I'm a state attorney.
There's already a motion unless there's questions. What's before the common council this evening was based upon substantial review of the governor's orders today, yesterday, towards the end of last week, as well as conference call communications and numerous emails with the League of Wisconsin Municipal Attorneys statewide. And the resolution before you this evening, number one, agrees with the proclamation issued by the mayor yesterday and incorporates all those terms. And then, in addition to, adds what the mayor mentioned, that in the event that the Common Council is unable to meet promptly during this emergency, public health emergency time period, then the mayor, under those circumstances, would be authorized to pay the bills, bottom line. And that is primarily the content of a circulated today amongst the League of Wisconsin Municipalities draft ordinance for the city of Oshkosh that was discussed during a lengthy conference call this morning also. So that's the short version.
I have a question.
Alderman Wilhelm.
This is the resolution draft 3-17-20, is that correct? For the response to coronavirus.
Correct.
And on the second bullet point under 13, now therefore, City of Franklin Emergency Manager and the Incident Commander for the Public Health Emergency, would you please on the record state who those people are for item number two?
Correct, yes. The Emergency Manager by ordinance is the Fire Chief.
Mm-hmm.
This particular incident, this particular emergency is not well handled by the fire department, although they are part and parcel of the response. Therefore, the incident commander, who is primarily responsible for our efforts, is Courtney Day, our health officer, who is primarily responsible for our response.
So it
would
be the fire chief and health officer.
Right. Fire Chief by ordinance, Courtney Day in practice. Mr. City Attorney.
Yeah, and actually, those positions would be pursuant to the City of Franklin Emergency Operations Plan, which was adopted by the Common Council, I believe, on November 5, 2018.
Correct.
Yes, and that needs to be updated.
You think?
I get that.
There's an email with staff that says, keep your notes for this issue. There'll be actually a second binder on pandemics. Not, so there'll be an incident book and a pandemic book. Totally different experiences. Have we taken action?
We didn't take a vote.
Alderman Taylor.
So are we going to hear, I mean, we're going to pass this and move on? We're not going to talk about this at all? Or is this a point where we discuss the state of the city? Is this the agenda item or is there another item coming up?
Are we permissible to talk about the activities? Do we want to do that during this item or can we do it after?
It's in the realm of the subject.
I mean, is there a report or something from the health?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get to here. Can we have Courtney talk about what's going on right now?
Sure.
Or do we want to take action first and then have that? Do you care?
It's up to the council.
We already took action.
Did we pass it?
You just did not vote on it.
Well, I mean, I think, well.
Then it's not action.
Somebody made a motion.
Right, but I mean, I think this is time for discussion.
Vote on it first?
Sure, we can vote on it first.
All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Let's do a roll call just because we got a month.
Yeah.
Actually, did we make a motion?
Yes.
Dan made the motion and I seconded it.
Yep.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Okay, with that, Health Officer Day. And push it again. There you go.
There we go. All right. So I guess I'll just start with a brief summary of kind of where we are right now, and then I guess take your questions and concerns. Is that kind of what you're looking for? Okay. So right now, or I guess I'll go the last maybe 24 hours, yesterday at about 1 o'clock, 1:30, the governor issued an order basically banning any gatherings in public spaces of 50 or more individuals, which included restaurants and bars to either limit their patron load to 50 people or 50% of whatever the capacity was, whichever was less. And that order went into effect probably about 2 o'clock by the time he was done speaking. The health department promptly drafted a memo, which was posted on the city website, and started sending that out to all of our businesses in the area to ensure that they knew about the new 50-person gathering limit. So that was all said and put in place by probably about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. About 7:30, 8 o'clock last night, there was a teleconference call with the ICC representatives from the Milwaukee County mayors and several health officers for the discussion of potentially pushing that restriction a little bit further to closing all restaurants and bars immediately. On the phone call, there was a lot of discussion about who was moving forward with that and at what point. Four municipalities, the North Shore communities, St. Francis, South Milwaukee, and the City of Milwaukee decided to move forward last night at 2 o'clock to completely close bars and restaurants. The rest of the municipalities, for various reasons, decided not to move at that particular time. Several of them wanted to go over the documentation and the language of the order with their council, with their city attorney, and with their operators, which was the stance that myself and the mayor took as well. So we did not enact the ban starting this morning. With the plan that Common Council was tonight, we were going to bring all of the information to you and get thoughts and recommendations on how you wanted to proceed. I did not feel comfortable at 10 o'clock at night when the language was being solidified going forward with something that you all had not seen or heard about and that the city attorney did not get to address. So that was where we were this morning. I had prepared a draft of a closure document for bars and restaurants to bring tonight. However, the governor, again, at 1:30 today, issued his proclamation and order banning all gatherings of 10 individuals or more. including full closure of bars and restaurants, restaurants only to offer carryout and delivery services. So again, my department went to work immediately after that, notifying all of our licensed establishments of the new recommendations, the closures that were needed. We pushed the information out through social media, the city website, through your channels, and anybody else in the city that we thought could push the information out as fast as possible. Just to give you some statistics, I'll do statewide first. The Wisconsin DHS website lists currently 72 confirmed cases within the state. However, there are some news reports locally putting that number at 90, which is probably accurate. It's just that the DHS website is only updated at 2 o'clock every day. So anything that comes in after 2 waits till the next day. In Franklin, as you know, we do have the one confirmed case. We have 8 negative cases and 11 pending lab results. So that's where we are with the statistics compared to the state.
On two.
So I got a couple questions, and first opening statement, I guess. So I sat with the mayor today at 3 o'clock and was on in his office on the conference call with the head of EMS, Christine Westgate, and nurses and other mayors, and just kind of listening and that. And frankly, at the end of the call, it was extremely embarrassing to be a representative of the city of Franklin to hear that we were the last city, and hadn't at that time said we were going to close bars and restaurants, that we decided that we were going to keep them open, that it took the governor to actually shut them down for us. I think that's extremely embarrassing. I think it's total mismanagement. I'm very frustrated with that. I don't know why people did not get out in front of this. I think the country as a whole didn't think it was serious until they started closing schools, till people started getting laid off. I mean, even the president did not take it serious, and finally, I think he is. I don't understand why we did not follow other municipalities and close down at 2 a.m. Now, you made the comment that you wanted to bring it to us, all right, and so did other health officers. If you would have decided to shut it down and then we say no, we want them open, do we have the authority to do that, or is it up to you?
In the end, the decision rests with me based on statute, but I would not make that decision without consulting with city leaders. I don't pretend to know everything about the workings of city government and all that goes on behind the scenes. So I would not have made the decision without consulting the six of you first. Likewise, if I had made the decision and you wanted me to pull back on that again, I would have taken that information as well. But I was not comfortable with the way the conversation was going last night through email chains at 10 o'clock at night, that anybody here would be satisfied with the language and the way that it was being pushed through so rapidly that finally at the end of it, one municipality said, we're just doing this. And everybody else gave up and said, fine, we'll do it with whatever you come up with.
Well, I would think that you're the expert on this. We're not. And you wouldn't need our insight on whether or not it's right in terms of public safety. I mean, in the email that you sent out at 10:26 this morning, you talk about not giving enough notice to bars and restaurants that, you know, we're not going to do this because it's coming at 2 a.m. Obviously, the governor decided today he didn't care. He said we're shutting down at 5 p.m. At 1 or 1:30, he just made that decision. Yet you decide, I'm the health expert. I don't want to inconvenience anybody. Yet the governor doesn't care. And you know, we went from 200 people, events of 200 people, like as a nation, to real quickly to 50, and then really quickly to 10. And not just 10, but 10 over a 15-day period. Yet we decided we don't want to inconvenience anybody